morning, Patriots. Well, in the last few hours, things have picked up and escalated with a little bit of intensity. Actually, in the last 24. And I'm just going to jump right into it this morning. There's an organization called CounterHate.com, led by an Imran Ahmed. He's a chief executive officer, and he's based out of the UK. And they have targeted Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for their testimony in front of the Ohio House. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying here. Targeting in the in the last 24 hours, they've managed to remove Tenpenny's Facebook page with 390,000 followers, one Instagram page with 137,000 followers, another Instagram page with 97,000 followers, and another Instagram page with 18,000 followers. And when you start getting this sort of leverage in a period like this, that's a frenzied period of insanity. When we have literally a society of idiots walking around with an injection in them, and you get someone like Imran Ahmed, who is from the UK, deciding how politics have to be run in the United States, you are starting to get the flavor of the war that we are in. This is fanning the flames of fire, and they are trying to promote target Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Now, I'm bringing this to the point here because people have a lot of fun. We play around with a lot of stuff. We joke, we jolly around. I want you to understand that everybody out here speaking every single day on the front line, this is a very real life situation. Groups like this now that are trying to, quote, call it hate, what they've done is they're taking the same frenzied idiots that have become known as the left, and they've taken this fake narrative of needing an injection, that it's an experimental injection that's damaging people, that currently has a death rate of over almost 6,000 people dead on a 1% report rating. And they're going to try to turn this and fan the flames of hate so that people physically target Dr. Tenpenny. And it will continue with others. Their objective is to silence opposition of any kind. And the more that we dig, I'm sure we're going to find that one of their major contributors is most likely influencers on the left like Bill Gates or even drug companies. When I talk every single day about this being a war, I'm dead serious. And when I talk every single day about needing to get your head into the space about being 100% in this fight with God, I'm serious. You know, there's a lot of ridiculousness that still goes on in the Patriot movement. People talking about stupid crap about how, oh, there's this magic thing going to happen and, oh, there's going to be glory days. This is a war that's fought every single day, and it will be won by every single day, not by some magic BS about whatever's coming. And it is up to us to stay diligent and vigilant on everything we do. Now, this center of countering digital hate is a absolute straight-up leftist organization. And the fact that as the based in the UK means that once again, we are getting the empire trying to rule the world to tell everybody how they should be. This entire organization, this entire problem we're dealing with, as we will continue to discover, isn't just China or Russia. This is about the allies that we thought we had, focused and organized through the United Kingdom, through GCHQ, MI6, and MI5, trying to control the United States because we have become the power that they can't control. And in the coming days and weeks and months, it is going to get worse. On this channel, the people that we have here I will hope and expect, and I mean this, and I'm going to say this, if you are here to just play around, have fun on live chat, diddle around, do whatever, get off the damn channel. Seriously, I don't want you here. I want people here. I don't care if there's 10 people listening to this channel. I want people here that are focused. I want people here that are heavy-duty prayer warriors. I want your head in this fight. I want you listening, engaging, and I want you part of a solution, not a problem. This is a channel where we organize, prepare, and focus every single day on what the fight is before us. At the center of everything we do, we put Christ in our heart and we fight with God. But that means what it says. We fight. I get, you know, when I get stupid emails about people writing about romantic nonsense and talking about personal problems and dumping all this stuff out here about, I profess my love to you. I'm serious. I get this nonsense. Those people need to go or they need to pull their head out. We're going to take a very hard stand as of now with all of our mods on anybody out here that is not participative and is trying to be a disruptive or in this thing for some other stupid reason. When you get a situation like we have this morning, we are literally looking at a war being waged now on a single person, Dr. Sherry Timpenny. And when you start to pull off getting accounts suspended and fanning the flames of hatred, this is the tweet that went out this morning by this group. A study from CCDH, which is countering the Center of Countering Digital Hate, so apparently they're now an authority, found that Tenpenny was among a dozen people responsible for 65% of the anti-vax content on Facebook and Twitter. It goes on, tell Instagram to take Tenpenny off, sign the petition. And their petition was counterhate.com/take Tenpenny off, and they succeeded. So this is, should be personal to everybody. Everybody. Right now in this war, we've had a luxury for the last year of just dealing around with this vax issue. The issue is that as we push the reality and truth of this, we are now getting to the center of the beast. And that means that they're going to go after silencing. And the problem with this insane group of people out here that have taken this injection is they are literally out of their mind. And by doing, not only are they godless in their heart, including every Christian who took this thing, they're godless in their heart. They've turned their back on Christ. If they are a Christian, they've turned their back on God. If they weren't a Christian, and they're following the holy God of the pharmaceutical industry to get injected and be saved through a needle. And now they have gone into these categories of people that as the truth comes out, they're going to get worse because they're starting to realize that if they accept the truth, they have to accept that not only were they duped, but quite probably they're going to die. What that requires is that an entire group of people that still stand need to be putting every emphasis and force that they have into one of the more powerful tools we do have, which is prayer. And we need to be vocal and more vocal and pressing into this more aggressively. We've ironically ended up in a place, once again, where there's a lot of pom-pom shaking as Dr. Tenpenny fights the fight. I'm still looking for where that 1,000 people are that were standing outside the Ohio legislature. I'm still looking at where that 1,000 people are that are going to go in front of every school board. I'm still looking at where the people, not the ones, but the two, the threes, and two or three or more are gathered. But this should be times 10. This should be by 100. But still, nope, we don't have it. It's not happening. The numbers are here to do it, but the will is not. The will to get out and do something is still the same thing. Listen on social media. Watch that cool video that she did or he did. Listen to what they say. Oh, that's so good. Good news. Awesome. Okay, need to go back to my life. This change is not going to happen. People are sitting on the sidelines. If they can't get you to mandatorily take it, they will motivate the people that are foolish enough to have taken it to do the bidding for them. It will begin with social media extraction. They will silence the voice. That's what they will try. And that's what they are doing through the Center of Countering Digital Hate. They will start writing articles to disparage people. They've already done that. They're just going to amp it up. And they're going to try to fan the flames of anger and physical violence because that's how they work. And they're going to do it intensely right now because this push is to get to 70% by July 4th. Ask yourself why that's important. They are looking to create as much violence, and by going after key people, that's how they will do it. Fan the flames of anger and hate by saying it's the counter hate. That is what they do. Consider the irony of the whole thing. We need to remove a voice from somebody in a democratic society because we don't want to hear a voice that's counter to our opinion because we have deemed it to be a voice of hate. What defines hate? It's what they've determined to be hate. Hate speech at this point in time, according to this group, is anti-vaccination. It means it's anti-truth. I think it gets equally frustrating for me anyway, where we sit and people still, after 5 years, waffle with even what to do. I said in the show yesterday that there was one particular prayer warrior I know that single-handedly has been taking on the school board, the high school, and everybody involved in the vaccine issue. It is one person. This one person went to the school board. This one person confronted the school board. This one person brought the data in front of the school board to show that it was, the injection stated that it should not be given to anybody under 18. This one person told the school board that if they continued, they would all be faced with Nuremberg charges and Nuremberg crimes. This one person did the same with the principal of the school. This one person walked a prayer walk around the high school to bless it, to protect it. This one person intersected one of the people that was setting up the injection station. One person. One person. And that, I don't hear hundreds of reports like that. I hear one report like that. And I'm not saying others aren't happening. This one person is fighting as God would want this fight to be fought, with truth, with prayer, and with the boldness of standing up and confronting people with the truth, letting God reveal to them their own lies. I'm just not clear why it takes so much for people to get up and take action. It's hard enough to get people to get motivated on a vote issue in Arizona, yet this is a factor of 1,000 worse. There is a deep programming within everybody of taking non-action. And every single one of us has to face that deprogramming and decide whether you're going to take action or whether you're going to become just part of the cog in the machine. That deprogramming is embedded in every church. It was trained in you if you went to church from the time you started in Sunday school. It was taught to you to be a passive marshmallow in a pew, to get along with everybody, accept everything, and turn a cheek on everything. They pounded that idea into you. And you became a slave to inaction. Churches have programmed people to be submissive. All scripture shows exactly opposite. But what they've done is they've tried to get the idea that getting along with everybody is exactly what Christ would expect, and to do so otherwise is not being a good Christian. Let me translate that in leftist terms. If you so much as think of an idea that does not allow you to conform to the institutions of power, if you think that standing up for the values of God are correct and that puts you at odds with the institutions of power, you are wrong. That's what that says. That's what the churches have been teaching. And this is why we arrive at a place in this world where we just go about our day as millions of babies are aborted and killed in the name of choice, as an election is stolen before our very eyes, and now as a war is being waged on the voices of truth that are speaking against the one thing that is destroying the health of humanity. I'm stunned at how well the left organizes. They go with a platform, people follow it, they say take action, the left jumps to the fight. So this is a fight. It's going to require patriots to take a deeper step and a harder look at what's going on. This is a fight in the Lord's army. And it doesn't mean the Lord's army sitting on your butt waiting for the Lord to fix it. It means getting engaged. It doesn't mean getting engaged with the sword of steel. It means getting engaged with the sword of the spirit, but being active in what we do. And one of the greatest comments that irritates me to no end, and this is the Christian way out of everything. God's already won this. God's already won this. That's the comment. Well, here's my response. Yep, he has. It doesn't mean you're on his team. So I think that's the question that everybody needs to ask. What team are you on? What team are you on? We need Davids. We don't need the commander of the army that David had to protect. We need Joshuas. We need the strength of the many to start doing what we do best, to be vocal, to be loud, to be heard. And that begins by also being heard in prayer, humbly before God, to let God hear those prayers every day, humbling ourselves before God. We are long past this sort of social fun time on the web. And it's hard for people to get their head around the fact that this is a real war. We're a resilient people, and I respect that deeply because we can always find humor in even the darkest of times. And it's one of the parts that gives us strength, and it is something not to forget. However, humor and getting distracted are a very fine line. And it's a very difficult thing for people to wrap their head around at times of how severe this fight currently is. Humanity is being injected on a broad scale with something that is equal to a bioweapon. It's an untested injection. The last time they did mRNA tests on animals, every single animal died when the agent of the virus was reintroduced. Doctors are being very realistic about what we face. We face a potential threat and loss of humanity at a grand scale. If you've taken the injection, you have a problem. The hard fact is that if you've taken the injection, your body is now compromised. And what is coming at you, we don't completely understand or know, but we know by what is we're being seen that it could very easily trigger a response, an immune response within your body that will kill you. You've been set up. You've been played. Because this agenda was never about health. It was about depopulation. When companies, and it is happening, begin making plans for replacing those in their staff that have taken the injection and setting up 3-year plans, that is exactly what's happening right now. They're very aware of the data that says that there's going to be a removal of a portion of humanity through this injection. Patriots that are pushing this happy days narratives are as bad as the left, as far as I'm concerned. Because they're trying to avoid the reality that this is such a threat. Living with this savior model that someone's going to swoop in at the last minute and make it all better. Look, that would be great, but that's not what we're looking at right now. Hope is not a strategy. What is before us is a fight that we have to engage in ruthlessly and relentlessly. And that fight is going to be centered first and foremost on prayers and prayers for forgiveness for all that has been done in this world against God. This land of the free has been a complete myth. Freedom that we took for freedom, translated to your choice at a drive-thru window, and your ability to acquire more debt at will. But the true nature of freedom rests within our humbleness before God and all the liberties and freedom that he gives us, because all things are granted there. And when we can get back to that fundamental place to begin this fight on our knees and then to stand in the face of this evil and be heard and take that power of prayer and that power of faith into the public square, we're now making some traction. when you start to see people like Dr. Tenpenny targeted, you understand that there are a lot of people that are waking up. When you have an organization like CCDH, Center of Countering Digital Hate, going after her, you understand that the left is storing everything they can and in the process revealing their true nature, which is, once again, the fight is coming from the UK. To our UK brethren that are standing with us in this fight, we love you. But you better get off your butt in this revolution, and you better take down your damn government like we told you to do the first time around. We warned the UK the first time and we broke away. We asked for their support in the revolution. The UK turned their back on us then, the people of the UK. This fight is a global fight. And once again, one of the centers of influence of this fight is the UK. And the Brits have a great job of making everything kind of snarky humor and soft and going. We don't need that. We need the true warriors up here on the line of the type of warriors the British can produce that are willing to stand up and be ruthless and relentless for the truth. That is what we need. There is a great deal of counter-response going on and will continue for anybody speaking truth. And if this fight is going to be won, patriots need to speak it more and more. The more that you allow for an individual to be targeted, without a counter-response, the more that they're going to think and believe that by taking out a few, that the many will be silenced. And sadly, that still may be true. But it's time for us to make a choice. So we're going to close this morning with a prayer for Dr. Tenpenny. And we're going to dedicate Ephesians 6:10-18 for her and Dr. Tenpenny and all the five docs that she's part of. And I'm challenging every person out here that's listening. Get your head in this thing. If you think your head's in it, get it in deeper into this fight. Because right now, this war is heating up. There is no game. It never has been. If that's uncomfortable, you feel tired, sorry. God never said your walk in life would be easy. All he said is, in the end, since he sacrificed his only son, that we would have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, in this morning, as we reflect on the level of hatred in this world and a hatred towards truth, we pray very deeply for those that are speaking truth. In particular, this morning, we're putting these prayers dedicated to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And we pray that you'll hear our prayers, Lord. We begin on our knees this morning, Lord, praying for forgiveness for what has come in this nation. We pray for forgiveness for the acceptance of institutions that have murdered children, babies unborn, doing so in the name of abortion or doing so in whatever excuse they can give to fulfill their ritualistic sacrificial needs and their draconian science of using human parts to feed back into us in the form of injection and food products, skin products, to quite literally, Lord, deceive the many, to pacify the many, and to persuade the many by consuming the parts of your own children that will somehow have better life, better health, and better beauty. All extensions of Lucifer himself. Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us for what we have done. We have been blind fools in this world. We have been apathetic in our response. We have been weak in our duty to occupy the land. We've advocated our responsibilities to a few. We haven't taken the responsibilities upon each of us to do our part and to build communities, to build strength, and to stand up against this evil. We've looked to the individuals to lead us rather than looking to you first. And therein lies one of our greatest weaknesses. Always looking for a savior rather than looking to you to guide us in this fight. Lord, we walk in the body of Christ, and therefore we know we have Christ within our hearts. So we pray, Lord, that the many will begin to realize what strength that they gives, that gives each and every one of them. So this morning, Lord, we pray, first and foremost, for the forgiveness needed to take away that burden and that guilt, that apathy that has rotted our souls, to renew us through that power and love of Christ that lifts within our heart, and now to get us to stand. And we reflect very deeply now as we focus on those frontline warriors like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Jim Meehan, Del Bigtree, and the many other voices out here trying to speak truth to power, truth to freedom, truth to true liberty. And we think of the many patriots who are fighting on us every day to bring this truth forward, fighting in their communities for truth. And we pray that there'll be many more, not just many, but thousands more that will begin now to realize how they must join together where two or three are gathered. Let us make those numbers immense, that our voice becomes a single voice of truth across this land. Ephesians 6:10-18, Lord, for finally, we must be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And we're reminded, Lord, that this fight is much bigger than us, and the only way that we are going to win this fight is through the constant pushing into you, Lord, to get deeper into that relationship with you. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all, to stand firm. Stand before having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with prayer and supplication. Lord, let us remember those final words, prayer and supplication, praying at all times, praying at all times, to walk a path where each and every bite of our breath, every word that we speak, every step that we take is a unity of you with through prayer and supplication, to place ourselves before you, to walk this path as your son, Christ, to accept the gifts you've given us, to empower our gifts and talents in such a way that we are constantly pushing forward for the power of truth. That we do not accept that we stand on the side, that we do not accept weakness. Let us be bold. Let us understand that there is such a line as tyranny that we cannot cross. And in so doing, if we do, we have violated the covenant with you, Lord. Let us wake up to the true grace and power in which you bring to us in our world, the love and the wrath. And so, Lord, we know the victory is yours. This is your fight. We know that vengeance is yours. We turn that to you. But Lord, give us the strength, not of the few, but of the many, to stand in this fight, to be heard, to be loud, to speak the name of Jesus Christ in the public square, to call upon God, you Lord, for everything that is needed to win this fight, to proclaim the name of Christ Jesus for the healing of this nation and for the awakening of hearts. And for the removal and salvation of our own sins. Let us no longer be those passive pew watchers, Lord, but now to be truly the Christian warriors in your army, the Lord's army, to be part of this victory, to bring all of your children home, to awaken all of your children to truth, and to stand as one, as a unified shield, an unwavering wall of your warriors that will never stop and never relent until truth is spoken and this world is set free. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Time to tighten up those bootstraps, secure your pack, and move out. We have a war to fight and a war to win. Keep Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in your prayers constantly, and all of the doctors that are on this front line of this fight, and all of the voices on the front line of this fight. The closer we get to truth, the more panic they become. And they will lash out. But what we do know is that God will protect us as long as we're true in heart to all that he is and all that he does. But we also know that the prayers that we speak are part and critical to this fight. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press in to this fight. Prayers, patriots. They're the foundation of everything we do. The left mocks it. That should tell you how powerful they are. The left fears us. That should tell you how powerful we are. And we're powerful because we're centering everything we do on God. But it is not time now anymore to sit on the side. God didn't call us to be stuck in a closet praying. God called us to pray and to be in this world. He is with us. He will never forsake us. And yes, as always, he will win. But that winning is something that we have to make a choice if we want to be on that winning team or not. And to get on that winning team, we need to be loud and we need to be heard. Have a blessed day. I'll be back in a little bit for Storm Dispatch. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're running your head. What the night knows.